You're listening to WISO News on NPR One and at WISO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. The town of Piketon, Ohio, is in the rolling Appalachian foothills south of Chillicothe in Pike County. It's one of the poorest areas in the state. The county has lost a lot of industry, but Piketon is still a company town, just not your average company. Betty Jo Anderson moved here in the 50s when her husband got a job at what they call the plant.
My dad was a nice country man, and I mean a real country man, I guess I would say, old country man, and he called it the bomb plant, building that bomb plant out there.
The plant never made bombs. It's a Cold War era uranium enrichment plant that was once a giant federal project. They stopped enriching uranium there about 15 years ago, but almost 2,000 people still work there cleaning up the site. Now, some of those jobs are at risk. WISO's Lewis Wallace took a visit.
My Pike County history experts are sitting side by side on their living room couch, holding hands.
I'm Norman Anderson.
And I'm his lovely wife, Betty Jo. And I've lived here as long as he has.
Norm and Betty Jo have been here since the mid-50s, when Norm started working at the Portsmouth Gaseous Diffusion Plant. He's 82 and retired, and you can see why he was a popular guy at work.
I was called Hardhead because I had my way of doing things.
Actually,
I wanted to get something done.
It was evidently a very sweet place to work, and we all, you know, not that I met the people that worked out there, but I would get notes in his lunch box that would say Hardhead something, and they would tell me little stories on him.
Hardhead started here while the federal government was building the plant, and for decades he worked in one of three buildings where uranium was enriched using a lot of heat and pressure.
It's hard to tell people of the magnitude of that those buildings.
They were some of the largest buildings in the world up in the hills above Piketon, 33 acres on one floor.
And those were all concrete floors. And you imagine pouring 33 acres of concrete.
So in the 50s, this was a boom town. There were 27,000 people on site to build the plant. Housing went up in rows in the county almost overnight. And inside the plant, it was hot and so, so loud. Betty Jo remembers picking Hardhead up at work.
I couldn't believe we would sit in the parking lot and hear the plant and the roar. I knew he was never going to keep any hearing living with that.
The enriched uranium was shipped out to make bombs at first. Later, it went to submarines and power plants. And the plant employed thousands of people through the 1990s. They stopped enriching uranium here in 2001. Now, things are different.
We're disassembling it, literally piece by piece right now.
This is Jeff Wagner, the PR guy for Fluor, F-L-U-O-R, the contractor that's running the cleanup. We're outside the web of chain link and razor wire that encloses the plant. In the oldest building inside, there's a Star Trek-type control room. Old-school analog gauges cover every wall. I couldn't record in there, but I met three guys whose job is to sit there in shifts, 24/7, monitoring for leaks in the old industrial equipment. In the newest building, that equipment is being cleaned and wrapped in thick plastic for shipment. It's not highly radioactive, but it still gets buried.
It goes to a DOE certified disposal site in Nevada.
The DOE, Department of Energy, oversees the whole cleanup. On top of the contaminated machinery, the agency is dealing with chemical spills, the kind that were sort of routine back in the 50s and 60s, but now known to be toxic. The whole cleanup is expected to take at least until 2042, Wagner says. And there's the B word.
Yeah, the timeline is really predicated on the budget.
The budget. That's what Fluor and Ohio senators have been jostling with the feds about. The budget for this project has fluctuated. This summer, hundreds of workers at the plant got layoff warnings and offers of buyouts. That's because the budget for fiscal year 2016 could get cut by $50 million.
I seen a write-up in the paper last night about the Senator Brown.
This instability is the stuff Pike County's leaders chat about when they gather at the county building for coffee in the mornings. Ed Davis is the treasurer.
I've said it before, they have shook a pork chop in front of a starving dog too long, you know.
None of these county guys have ever worked for the plant, but they know plant people make more money than most around here and spend it in the community. And they know the pollution on the site, even though it's contained, can scare off developers.
Now's not the time to be holding back the money. Now's the time to be cleaning it up and maybe transform that into a productive place again.
Ed Davis also lets me know he's a great country singer and that there are lots of those in Pike County, but he won't sing for me.
You know what? Your ratings might soar. I better not.
That guy with the big laugh there, he's the guy I'm actually here to see. Gary Arnett is the head of economic development for the county. He takes me in his SUV to show me some of the properties they're trying to market to businesses. We drive through the rolling hills to one of several abandoned industrial buildings. Part of it has recently become a feed store called Rural King, the biggest new employer around.
There's almost 1 million square feet of unoccupied buildings down here.
And they're marketing those square feet to anyone who will show interest. But it's a competitive environment. Cities and counties all over the country are vying for the same jobs. Gary's a positive guy, but...
It is... It's brutal. I mean, it really is. And another thing, you have no idea who you're competing against. And we've come close, but, you know, no cigar.
He says Pike County needs a big jobs score. 1 in 4 people are living in poverty, but retail and restaurants can't fix that.
I mean, the only thing we can hope for is maybe, maybe a nuclear power plant.
Nuclear. It could be coming back. Some see nuclear power as a way to address climate change. But the public fear of atomic things is familiar to Pike County, even though, as Norm Hardhead Anderson points out, they weren't running a power plant. They were just preparing the U-235 for use elsewhere.
We knew what we were doing, and we knew that they were going to be using this material to make fuel for bombs. We weren't making bombs, you know. And that was one of the problems. There was an awful lot of people that felt that this place had the same problems and the same dangers, you might say, as the atomic power plants.
Hardhead believes working at the plant was safe, and he's proud of his work there. He and Betty Jo go each month to a brunch for retirees, and she says they're nostalgic.
And it's sad. They're very sad about the plant being not only shut down, but tore down. I mean, they saw it being built, you know, the guys that worked there. And it's sad. It's sad, but I guess everybody's that way about the end of their life and what made them happy. And we were very happy living in this house and raising 4 children within 3 miles of that plant. Was never scared of it blowing up or anything that could happen to it. Honestly, we may have been stupid, but it never entered our minds. And that's the truth.
But I saw what happened to my hometown. I lived in Oak Hill, Ohio, okay? And Oak Hill had, I believe at that time, 5 brickyards, which employed lots of people. Good jobs. Hard jobs, but good jobs. And now they have no brickyards. They have nothing. Mm-hmm.
Company towns all over, like Norm's hometown, have lost the thing that holds them together. But here's the conundrum for Piketon. If the cleanup slows down because of layoffs, that means a longer time living in this shadow of the Cold War, something that only operated 45 years could take 50 to get cleaned up. And when the cleanup finishes, hundreds of jobs will be gone forever, with nothing in sight to replace them.
It's not going to affect us when that plant is shut down. Just everybody we love around here is going to go, and that's sad.
For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.